Vienna, Austria, with Mr. Bill Morin from Meridian. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, hey, you guys have done some phenomenal work in the last, I guess, couple of years. You got some phenomenal growth here. You grew $3.3 billion in the last year. And also, you added 20 branches in the last 30 months. We'll get to that in a little minute. But what's going on with the growth here? You're talking about secrets to create even growth. Obviously, you've hit on some secret recipe that's working really well for you guys.
Sure. Well, I'll start with a little bit of history. I mean, historically, we've enjoyed very strong organic growth, and we've had some good inorganic growth through mergers as well. But maybe going back 3-4 years ago, we realized we had to diversify our business model as well if we're going to be successful in the future the way we have been in the past. So we've been doing that through something we call our Blueprint for Growth strategy, and it's founded on sort of 5 core pillars. But probably that business model diversification is one core pillar to that strategy. So through that, Mike, we've been doing everything. So first one might sound a little old-fashioned, but yeah, we have been adding new branches and new markets, so expanding our presence, and it's been adding a lot to our brand awareness at the same time.
It's working, it sounds like, though.
Yeah. It is, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we have about 300,000 members today, as an example, and last year our net membership growth, so net of attrition, we grew 20,000 members, and probably half of that was from our new branches, probably a little more than half. Mm-hmm. The rest digital and other sources.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's been going well. So
very cool.
And speaking of digital, that's an area we're investing a lot in, of course. So we have been building out a digital channel, you know, full onboarding, deposit taking. The really cool thing we're working on now that we're excited about is digital lending. So secured digital lending and unsecured, so mortgage lending and non-mortgage. We're going to be going into pilot mode for Meridian in about a month's time. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing is, technically, nobody should have to leave their couch other than to go to see their lawyer at the end of the entire process to sign the document. So if we've done
that, that would be
right,
wonderful.
So we'll see how the pilot goes, okay. But that's what the team has been working on.
Yeah. So are you talking about the whole process from start to finish, digital?
Online to all the, you know, all the information requirements, all the back and forth will all be through a digital interface. Now, if somebody wants to supplement that with call center contact, they can do that. But technically, it can all be done online.
Wow. And then to have it seamless, like where you could go into the branch, go, hey, this, and they can go, oh, this is where you are in the process, and just pick it up where you left off.
Over at whatever point. But yeah, it's designed for that experience. And the main reason, too, I don't know if you're aware, but we are expanding nationally by... we're applying for a national banking license as a subsidiary under Meridian as a means of taking the Meridian value proposition across Canada, outside of Ontario's borders. So for us to do that, we can't do that with bricks and mortar, of course. We don't have the resources, but we can, you know, the advantage of digital is we can do it digitally. So certainly the digital lending platform and all of our other digital platforms will be key to our national platforms.
The continued digitization of the financial services.
We're hearing about it here.
Exactly.
Day in and day out, right?
Yes. Yep. It's big. I want to step back because we were talking about, before the recording, we were talking about your branches.
Yes.
You adding 20 branches in 30 months. A lot of people were like, What are you doing? You're, like you said, you're kind of stepping back a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
Yeah, well, you might think we sound prehistoric, but it's been a big part of our growth. So we were at maybe 67, 68 branches 2.5 or so years ago. We're at about 90 now. So it's been a little over 20. We've also done some relocations through the course of that. But net new locations, probably 3/4 of those locations in the city of Toronto, where we've identified communities, small communities within the larger city that resonate with the Meridian value proposition. We've done our market research in terms of looking at the persona clusters that match with what we're all about. And it's been working incredibly well for us from a membership growth perspective, from a relationship growth perspective. And it's really nice, you know, we as an executive team, we like to go out and visit our branches. So visited a couple, you know, the last one, the branch manager actually walked me up and down the street and introduced me to a few of the small businesses that both bank with us and that we patronize wherever we can as well, right? Whether it's through meals and stuff like that. But so it's a real community feel. So it's kind of neat that in a big city like Toronto, you can actually do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they've been a huge part of our success. They're a smaller format. So if the traditional branch maybe used to be 3,500, 4,000 mm-hmm. feet, these are anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000, depending on the real estate we can secure.
Mm-hmm.
Staffs of maybe 7 to 8 as a regular complement. Still a transactional component, but a much smaller transactional component than, say, a legacy branch. And they're hitting the mark for us.
It certainly sounds like it. I mean, there's always been the talk a few years ago, the branch is dead. I mean, Brett King wrote a book on it, my goodness. So, yeah. But in your neck of the woods, it certainly doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's the continued evolution of the new branch rather than the old branch that was, you know, the traditional teller lines and all that type of stuff. Sounds like you guys have hit on a really nice recipe where it works
for you.
Yeah, it does work for us. And, you know, digital is the future and it's key. Yeah. But that proximity to a branch, people find that, you know, the members we attract, they'll generally be within a 10-kilometer radius mm-hmm. of a Meridian branch mm-hmm. location. And it's just, even though they have a full intention of transacting primarily digitally, they want to know it's accessible when they need it.
I'm the same way. I live like 3 blocks from the closest credit union branch that go. I go to. And I'm one of the few of the proud, but I actually like going to the branch. Yeah. And they know me and I know them.
And it's nice to have the human face to the name, exactly. right? All of that piece. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's multi-channel experience and that's what we're working hard to build up.
And I use the digital as well. So very cool. One of the other pillars that I liked was engaging employees. I mean, I think that's so important today, especially with, I don't know, there's always high turnover and, you know, especially at the teller level and stuff. And then, so, I mean, tell me about how you guys engage employees, because that's so important, because it trickles down and the members see it, they feel it, that type of stuff. What do you guys do that's working so well for you?
Well, employee engagement is certainly a key success factor for us. And when we're coming back to that blueprint for growth I talked about, one of the other strategic pillars is something we call an ownership culture. So when we talk about ownership at Meridian, so first of all, as our employees are shareholders, of course, so they do own a piece of Meridian technically. But more importantly, when we talk about an ownership culture, we're talking about, especially in this day and age where innovation is so important, we're talking about creative problem solving. We're talking about everybody being a risk manager and being risk savvy, but also, you know, making sensible decisions as if you were your own small business owner. So we're trying to create that entrepreneurial culture, solving our members' problems, identifying opportunities, being creative and all of that. So certainly that's one component of it. I think the other thing that drives engagement for us is we have so much going on across our organization. We're extremely ambitious, maybe overly ambitious at times, but we've got strong organic growth goals. We have a slew of major projects, as I mentioned, 20 branches, national banking platform, digital, and so on. So there's a lot to dig your teeth into. So, you know, for employees that are looking for both a combination of depth and breadth, unlike, say, a large bank where you can go deep, but you can't go wide, in a company like Meridian, you can get both. So the cross-functional learning opportunities are huge. We have a highly collaborative culture. So we have very strong engagement scores. We were recently named to the top 50 most engaged workplaces by Achievers in North America. So that was a nice acknowledgement.
A little shout out for you?
Yeah. So that was great. And it's just, I think, you know, our DNA, we grew up as a member-owned organization with a member-centric culture. And I think it's when our employees know that they're doing good for our members. They see it. They see it statistically in our Net Promoter Score. So that's fine. That's a numerical measure. But we also do a lot of sharing of what we call success stories. So these will come in from our branches, from our commercial business centers, and sometimes from the members themselves. I'll get an email from a member sometimes. It's not every day, but some of them are so moved, they'll actually email me and talk about the experience they had when they walked into that branch, right? So sharing those success stories, I do a monthly video update, 4 to 7 minutes, just a little quick thing.
Good for you. But
more recently, I've been kicking them off by sharing, say, a recent success story that's crossed.
That's a great idea.
And it just kind of builds what we're all about, right? Because it helps, you know, growth is great, but we're not here just for the sake of growth. Right. You know, we talk about helping one member, one household, one small business at a time. Today, we're doing that in Ontario. A year from now, we hope to be doing that across Canada through our national platform. And it's about helping Canadians have a better life, right? There's, as you know, there's no end of economic challenges out there these days. We might be past the 08 event, but, you know, the economy still isn't normal, right? So I think, you know, people need help. And it's institutions like Meridian and other credit unions that are there to do that, and that drives our engagement.
I agree. I think it's what you're doing that promotes the growth. I think it's you got to put that first. You got to put your job first, and then the growth happens. So
absolutely, yeah, absolutely right.
Very cool. All right, Bill. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate the time. This is
Thanks
such good stuff.
Me.
Congrats on your luck as well. I mean, congrats on your success as well. Keep up the good work, and we'll check in down the road. All right.
We'll do our best.
Well done. All right. Good job.